The veto taking away legislative authority over land purchases comes after joint finance members tried to scale back funding for the conservation program. The Committee of Republican Budget Writers wanted to review all land purchases, not just those over $250,000. An executive assistant to DNR Secretary Scott Hassett says such scrutiny by legislators wasn't always the case. Elizabeth Klesner says increased oversight began 5 years ago.
Prior to that, under Governor Thompson, the stewardship program functioned very well without legislative oversight. There are lots of opportunities for public input into the land acquisition decisions that DNR makes.
Klesner says with high property prices, almost all previous DNR land proposals were at the threshold requiring legislative oversight. Now, with the veto, there's one less hoop to jump through. The DNR board plus the governor still have to approve any stewardship purchases. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.